From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Right now, a lot of employees are facing a lot of decisions about their benefits. It's an annual event called Open Enrollment, and that's a time of year many companies allow their employees to make changes in their benefits package for the next year. Here with advice on making those changes is Michelle Singletary. She's our regular personal finance contributor. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So where should people begin when they start reviewing their open enrollment choices?
You know, we get on this automatic treadmill in a way when it comes to certain things, especially about our finances. And so we want to just sign up for what we did last year because it's the easiest thing to do. But with the rising cost of health care, you really need to look at how did you use your health plan last year. There are lots of people who, you know, I'll never be in an HMO, but, you know, spent a lot of money in going to out-of-network physicians and things like that, and their family is growing and it really hit their budget hard. So you may want to consider an HMO. So just look at what you did last year and compare it to what your family needs are going to be in the coming year. Did you have a child? Did you get married? Are your health care costs going to be a little higher? So you may want to look at a plan that is going to accommodate your budget and your family.
And are there new things that employees can sign up for in open enrollment this year?
The newest thing in the open enrollment season is what they call consumer-driven health plans. Basically, it allows you to choose your own health care providers. It's a higher deductible in a lot of cases. There's a lot that you need to know about that, and you need to research them before you start, because there could be a lot of out-of-pocket money for you in these plans. Really, I look at them as catastrophic health plans, and they're in place in case the worst happens with your health care.
Michelle, I've heard that more employers now are scrutinizing coverage for dependents. What are they doing and what should employees look out for?
Well, the healthcare costs are just going through the roof, as we all know. And before you had to sign forms and send in birth certificates and marriage certificates, now you don't have to do that because a lot of things are online. And so people were intentionally and unintentionally including dependents that were not legitimate, ex-spouses. Perhaps your child is now an adult over 20 or 21 and is no longer eligible to be covered. So now more and more employers are doing audits and they're checking to see if your dependents are legitimate. And if they're not, they're going to kick you out of that plan. And in some cases, not very often, but some cases, you could get fired if you willingly, knowingly kept someone in your health coverage that was not a dependent. And that would be someone who is legally in your custody that you're taking care of.
There are a bewildering array of choices during open enrollment, and I'm just wondering which ones should be scrutinized and which should just be ignored because they're just extras that you don't really need.
Well, the basic things is obviously healthcare. Spend a lot of time figuring out which healthcare plan works for you. Is it an HMO? Is it a PPO? It's like the alphabet soup. Is it one of these high deductible health plans? Because if you're single and you're healthy, this could work for you, could cut your costs. But if you've got a family and some of the kids have some health issues, like my kids have asthma, so HMO works for us. So you really need to spend a lot of time on that. Disability insurance, almost before life insurance. A lot of people forget that, and they go for health care and life insurance and forget disability coverage. You definitely need to look at that. And if you get it through your group plan, it's not as expensive as you went out and got it on your own. So take some time this year, because there's so many different choices and so many changes. Don't procrastinate. You need to take the time to look at your benefits package.
Michelle Singletary is Day to Day's regular guest on Matters of Personal Finance. Her latest book is Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.